द्यो शांति
ओम द्यो शांति
अंतरिक्षम शांति
अंतरिक्षम शांति
पृथ्वी शांति
पृथ्वी शांति
आपः शांति
आपः शांति
औषधयः शांति
औषधयः शांति
वनस्पतयः शांति
वनस्पतयः शांति
विश्वे देवा शांति
विश्वे देवा शांति
ब्रह्म शांति
ब्रह्म
सर्वं शांति
सर्वं शांति
शांतिरेव शांति ही
शांतिरेव शांति
सामा शांतिरेधि
सामा शांतिरेधि
ओम शांति 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 ही
ओम शांति 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 ही
द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस वन द्यो द इन द स्काई In the higher region, may there be, in the sky region, may there be the peace. The birds are flying upstairs. We are traveling in the aeroplane up in the sky. That region, may the sky region give protection to us. Antariksham, Antariksham means the heavenly region. In the heavenly region, beyond what is seen, beyond the aeroplane goes, Antariksham Shanti. Antariksham also, Antariksha, within. May we discover the happiness within. Prithivi Shanti, may earth be kind to us. Oshadaya Shanti, may earth be abundance of grains. And may all the farmers be happy, may the earth be bountiful. Vanaspataya Shanti, may the earth be abundance of, filled with abundance of vegetation. Vishve Deva Shanti, one, the divine beings, the protector of this universe, various portfolio, divine beings, they be happy. Brahma Shanti, may the Supreme Lord be Shanti. Sarvam Shanti, may everyone discover happiness at peace. Shanti alone, may it prevail. Sama Shanti Redi, may the peace everywhere. This is the Shanti Mantra. It's from Krishna Yajurveda. It sets the expectation. Expectation of Taittiriya Upanishad. Before starting, usually this Shanti Mantra is told by students in front of the teacher. Sets the tone for the learning. Tone for learning. Now, last week we started on Ask Me a Question series. Now, any leftover or if anyone has any question, you can ask, and once we exhaust the question, we can move on to the Upanishad part. Anyone wants to start off with a question? Anyone? Rita, you have any question?
So one question, and this actually came from someone who was reading your book, and he asked me this question, and I thought I could ask it to you too. Like, we talk about mudras, if, and it's very interesting, they were basically saying, if somebody is disabled, doesn't have fingers, for example, how do they then get the benefits that people would generally get from mudras?
Mudra, meaning of mudra is mudam dravayati iti mudra. What gives you happiness? It's a mano mudra is there, kaya mudra is there, hasta mudra is there. Various types of mudras are there in the body level, mental level, Jnanendriya level, eyes are there, using the ears, using the tongue, using the nose, using your palms, using your feet. Mudra is nothing but expression. What gives you joy in expressing? That is mudra. And fingers is only one of the components of mudra. Thank you for bringing. And today is Bhishma Ashtami. Bhishma Ashtami. I will talk in detail on Saturday. Bhishmacharya, Shri Krishna says, lead such a life that you live beyond your shelf life. That is from my book also, latest book, Bhishmacharya, the Bala Brahmachari, never married, did not have any children, despite, because of his grandeur living, great living, devoted to Lord, at the Ganga, his mother said she was very upset. Nobody, when he is dying, nobody is there to give tarpana, to remember. Shri Krishna conferred, because Bhishmacharya in the Yudhishthira's court, when the Rajasuya Yaga was done, there was a debate, who should be the first, who should get the first honor. Everyone was thinking something else, but Bhishmacharya got up and said, none other than Shri Krishna should receive the first honor. First honor, and he had great reverence for Bhagavan Shri Krishna. Shishupala, hearing that one, he got up and he started blaming Bhishmacharya. This man has gone old, senile, he lost his mind, he doesn't know how to think. He could have proposed Krishna's father, he could have proposed somebody else, he could have proposed the Narada was there, Narada. He could have proposed Parashurama. He could have proposed Vedavyasa. He could have proposed, he went on saying, he could have proposed Duryodhana. He could have proposed Shakuni. He could have proposed Karna. And ultimately he said, he could have proposed myself, me. And the Shishupala, that despite that one, Bhishma did not... hearing that one, Bhima got into wrath. Anyone is accusing Krishna, he could not tolerate. Bhishma said, why Shri Krishna is sitting idle? Because there is a story behind Shishupala. He is counting his mistakes, weight. Hearing, and after that Shri Krishna... the waiting for 100 mistakes of Shishupala, and he lopped off his head with his Sudarshan Chakra. So such an ardent devotee, Shri Krishna said, on this day everyone must give tarpana. Children, even if they have parents or women, should give a tarpana. It's that must give a tarpana. That is a Bhishma Ashtami on a special day. That is mentioned in Mahabharata, that I mentioned in the class today. Now, any question on this one, or that is why every day, as much as possible, you must attend my classes. You get to hear many things. When you miss out, you miss out. It's life is very short. Make best use of my time also. Yes, now any more questions? Nisha, you have question? Or Parvati, you are doing the teacher's training. Christina called me up yesterday to discuss about her learning. Parvati or Lakshya, Nisha, you should ask question. Kushi, if you are learning, teacher's training, as a part of teacher's training, you should ask the question.
Sorry, Gurbil, I was trying to come off mute. No, I had one question related to the last of the Dashavataras, which is the Kalki Avataram. Very simple question, probably someone had already asked, but is that avatar already there amongst us, or is that after some time or the end of the yuga?
No, his Dashavatara is continuous. In the Bhagavatam talks about Kalki Avatar of the past cycle. It will be after we are in the dawn phase of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga's span is 432,000 years. Now only 5,000 years have elapsed, and Srimad Bhagavatam talks about as the days go by, things won't be easier. We think things will be easy, and Srimad Bhagavatam talks about as the Kali Yuga progress, people will be eating people. As you go out, there is no surety you will come back. It's a cannibalism, that so much of insecurity. Everyone is self-centered. The living for the good people become very challenging. At that time, for the protection of the good people, whenever the living for the good people becomes impossible, Sri Krishna talks about paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. And we have seen in your child, and when you are now, things are getting tougher. Thinking getting tougher. Kalki Avatara means when the things go the out of control, the equilibrium, the thermodynamics. Thermodynamics talks about it finds its own balance. When things go out of control, the nature adjusts such a way that balance is restored. Sri Krishna says, he is the one, dharma samsthapanarthaya. He is the one sets the order again. That is the Kalki Avatara. Still, we are in a dawn phase. According to Bhagavatam, another 431,500 years left. It is still in the dawn phase. It is talking about there will be the rainfall, raindrops will be as big as elephant trunk. That type of rainfall will be there. And it talks about if the rain comes, the cow's one horn may get wet, other horn, there may not get wet. So uneven, so unpredictable, the unpredictability goes up. When the unpredictability goes up, that is proportional to our mind also. So disturbed, so unpredictable. One person was saying that his father had a dementia, and he talked about something which he did not make a sense. He talked about something. The childhood days and those things, it did not corroborate what dementia means in our mind. Many thoughts will come. We apply a lot of filters before expressing. In dementia time, the filters goes away and we talk whatever comes to the mind. The filter is gone. So is in Kali Yuga. We have been protected with various filters. Filters one by one goes, and we are in the limelight, and we are in the firing line. For that Kali Yuga, Namasmarana and divine protection. We are seeking for divine protection in every step of our life. It's a Nama Japa. It is highly recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam also. Any more questions?
Anandri, Tushar here. On the same line, you started that eventually people will eat each other. My question, I was in India and so many people, looking at so many people around, the question came to my mind, why so many people are being born? Like, why it is so much life is new souls are taking the bodies?
No, it's taking the bodies. They were in one or the other form. It is scriptures talk about 8.4 million species. They existed as a bird or worm or other animal form. They are born in the human. The pain, when you kill the pain, amount of pain animals going through, the amount of pain is significantly higher in the human level. Human level, to exhaust the karma, they come as a human, they were in the different species. It doesn't mean bipeds, instead of calling as a human, they are the bipeds. The animal, still animal consciousness in the two-legged. The human consciousness has not dawned. It is talking about you have to go beyond the human consciousness to the divine consciousness. But we may be appearing in a human form, but human consciousness has not awakened. It is still, we are in a animalistic consciousness. We appear to be humans, but you see everywhere rampant trust is not there. You can't trust anyone. So difficult to lead. We say that person is not a human. That humanistic values are lost. Animals in the human appearance. They are put on the mask as a human. And the purpose of yoga, awaken the human consciousness through the lifestyle changes. You have to make an effort to awaken that consciousness. Otherwise, consciousness is stuck in the Mooladhara or below chakras. From Mooladhara, you have to awaken the energy. Awaken the, that is the theme of our retreat also. You have to raise the consciousness.
Okay.
Thank you. And any more questions?
As a continuation of the same thing, I had a question, like awakening of the chakra, right? How do we come to know, like, where we have reached or what, like when we will reach or something? Is there some sign or something which we have?
The sign, the humans at best, they are aspiring for a lot of party, lot of joy. That is the third chakra, Manipura chakra. Beyond that one is called as Mahaloka. Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, it is talking about awaken the consciousness to the Mahaloka, Mahatmas Loka. Mahatmas, traits of the Mahatmas. You no longer are self-centered. You are always praying for, wishing for the wellness of others, goodness of others. That is the Mahaloka. Until you go to the, you pass the Manipura chakra, Manipura self-centered, me and I want to enjoy. Why you should give? You have to elevate yourself. Mahaloka, that is Mahatma Loka, that is the... those are the traits that you appreciate some person, a great person. Great person not based on the car or house or dress. The qualities we appreciate. those are the traits we'll talk about in the retreat.
Okay, thank you.
Any more comments?
Someone has typed some, like Joyce. Namo Namaha, we celebrate Aradhana of all Aparoksha Jnanis for 3 days. Why not for Acharya Madhva? We celebrate only one day, Madhva Navami.
Yeah, it is a good question. Aradhana celebration, Raghavendra Aradhana, for example. It's a 3 days celebration, 3 days celebration, Madhva Navami. It is not Aradhana. Aradhana is for one who has departed. One who has departed, left the body. In Madhvacharya's Madhva Navami, and he was giving a talk on Madhva Navami. Tomorrow is Madhva Navami. 3 days come in sequence. Ratha Saptami, then Bhishma Ashtami and Madhva Navami. In Udupi, he was giving a talk on Aitareya Upanishad. Aitareya Upanishad, still there is Ananteshwara temple next to the Krishna temple. Ananteshwara, he was giving a talk on Aitareya Upanishad. At that time, he told his disciples, my purpose of coming is over. I am going to Badrinath. I will be with my guru Vedavyasa. Saying so, he disappeared from that place. In his place, only flowers were there. And still in that place, they have mentioned, this is the place, every day they light up the lamp there. From where he disappeared, this is the last spot he was seen. And a couple of centuries back, somebody wanted to build a Brindavana for him. He has had a dream, said not to build any Brindavana. I have not left the body. I am in Badrinath. That Aradhana is done for one who has given up the body. He went there to serve his teacher, Vedavyasa. That explains to you. Raghavendra Aradhana, 3 days, he left the body. And whereas Madhvacharya, he did not, he disappeared from there. Any more questions?
Namaste Guruji, this is Parvati here.
Yes.
So I have a question. This is regarding progress versus perfection. So to attain one, sometimes we lose the other. And how can we attain both? Or in any type of work, we can only attain one of these, either perfection or progress. And what does our scriptures talk about this on progress? I'm talking in terms of work, family, our day-to-day life, work.
And yesterday also somebody asked that same question yesterday or on Sunday. Perfectionist, I get very angry very quickly. I get short-fused. I want at work also, I want my colleagues to be perfectionist. Everyone, I expect them to be perfectionist. In the process of perfectionist, I lost peace of mind. I get very angry. I told that person, instead of becoming a perfectionist, you enjoy what you do. When you enjoy, best in you comes out. When you are trying to be perfectionist, you get very annoyed very quickly, and you can't tolerate any other person's imperfections. So it's yoga says, in Kannada to say, ಕಷ್ಟಪಟ್ಟು ಕೆಲಸ ಮಾಡಬೇಡಿ, ಇಷ್ಟಪಟ್ಟು ಕೆಲಸ ಮಾಡಿ. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್, ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್. ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್. ಯತ್ ಕರೋಷಿ ಯದಶ್ನಾಶಿ ಯಜ್ಜುಹೋಷಿ ದದಾಸಿಯತ್ ಯತ್ ತಪಶ್ಯಸಿ ಕೌಂತೇಯ ತತ್ ಕುರುಷ್ವ ಮದರ್ಪಣಂ. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್, ಸೀ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಒಕೇಶನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು ಟು ಡೂ ದ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್. ಇವನ್ ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ಕುಕ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ಗಾರ್ಡನಿಂಗ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎನ್ ಅಕೇಶನ್. ಅಕೇಶನ್, ಹೌ ಡು ಯು ಸಿಂಕ್ರನೈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಬ್ರೆತ್ ಯು ಸಿಂಕ್ರನೈಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಗಾಡ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎನ್ ಅಕೇಶನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು ಟು ಸ್ಪೆಂಡ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಗಾಡ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎನ್ ಅಕೇಶನ್. ಯು ಆರ್ ಎಂಜಾಯಿಂಗ್. ಎಂಜಾಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನಂದ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ದ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ನೇಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಆನಂದ ಸ್ವರೂಪ. ಈಸ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್ ಎಂಬಾಡಿಮೆಂಟ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಎಂಜಾಯಿಂಗ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಡಿವಿನಿಟಿ ಇನ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್. ಡಿವಿನಿಟಿ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಡಿವೈ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಆನಂದ ಸ್ವರೂಪ, ಜ್ಞಾನ ಆನಂದ ಸ್ವರೂಪ. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎನ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವಿನಿಟಿ ಥ್ರೂ ಯು. ಸೊ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಷನಿಸ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಲ್ಕ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಡೇ ವಿಂಜಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕ್ರಿಂಜಿಂಗ್, ಡೂ ಸಮ್ಥಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಜಾಯ್ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಫೈಂಡ್ ಎ ಪ್ರೊಫೆಷನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಜಾಯ್ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ವೆರಿ ಫ್ಯೂ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇನ್ ದೇರ್ ಲೈಫ್ಸ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಟು ಡೂ ವಾಟ್ ಎನ್ಹ್ಯಾನ್ಸಸ್ ದ ಜಾಯ್ ಇನ್ ದೇರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ದ ವಾಟ್ ಎನ್ಹ್ಯಾನ್ಸಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಸ್ ಯು, ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅನ್ಫೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ, ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ದ ಜಾಯ್. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಲುಕ್ ಔಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ಡಾಲರ್ ರಿವಾರ್ಡ್, ಸೈಮಲ್ಟೇನಿಯಸ್ಲಿ ಲುಕ್ ಫಾರ್, ಆರ್ ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಜಾಬ್, ಸಿ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಐ ಎನ್ರಿಚ್, ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಐ ಡೂ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ವರ್ಕ್ ಲೈಫ್ ವಿಚ್ ಎನ್ಹ್ಯಾನ್ಸಸ್ ದ ಜಾಯ್, ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಲೈಫ್ ಹೌ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ, ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಜಾಯ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಲೈಫ್ ಎನ್ಹ್ಯಾನ್ಸಸ್. ಜಾಯ್ ಎನ್ಹ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ಫೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೆಟಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ದ ವೇ ಪೆಟಲ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಫೋಲ್ಡೆಡ್, ಅವರ್ ಸಾಧನ ಜಾಯ್. ಜಾಯ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಲೋಲಿ ಅನ್ಫೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪೆಟಲ್ಸ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಅವೇಕನಿಂಗ್, ಅವೇಕನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಅವೇಕನಿಂಗ್, ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಎಟ್ ವರ್ಕ್, ವೈಲ್ ಕುಕ್ಕಿಂಗ್, ಎಟ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್, ಹೌ ಯು ಡೂ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ವಿತ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಎಂಜಾಯ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ತಪಸ್. ದ ಅನ್ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೇರ್ ಯು ಆಪರೇಟ್. ಯು ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಬ್ಲೇಮ್, ಐ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಎ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಟು ಹಿಮಾಲಯ ಟು ಡೂ ದ ತಪಸ್. ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್. ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ರೈಟ್ ಇನ್ ಮೆಲ್ಬರ್ನ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಭೂಮಿ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ಲಾಟ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು ಟು ಡೂ ದ ಸಾಧನ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ಲಾಟ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ದ ಸಾಧನ ರೈಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ಮೆಲ್ಬರ್ನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಟು ದ ಗಾಡ್. ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್. ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ರೈಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ದ ಸಾಧನ. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎನಿ ಮೋರ್? ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕ್ವಿಕ್ಲಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಆನ್ ಮುಂಡಕ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. ಐ ಟಾಕ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಇಟ್ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಟೂ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್. ಯು ನೀಡ್ ಬೋತ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್, ಅಪರ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪರಾ ವಿದ್ಯಾ, ಇನ್ಫೀರಿಯರ್ ಸೈನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್ ಸೈನ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ಫೀರಿಯರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಫಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸ್ಟೋಮಕ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಫಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸ್ಟೋಮಕ್. ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್ ಸೈನ್ಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಎನ್ಹ್ಯಾನ್ಸಸ್, ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅನ್ಫೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ. it's apara and para vidya. You need both. You need to survive in this world, you need to maintain yourself. That maintenance alone is not the goal of your life. You should do something for your soul also. That is paravidya. Apara and paravidya. And he talks about the second chapter. He talks about the aparavidya, not the higher one. Whole day ritual. People are so busy in ritualistic the worship. Plava hyete adrida yajna rupa. The people, they are only in the havan ritual, the so much of ritual, whole day. And one person, who's that, Venkatesh Achar in Bangalore, he came to class. I asked him, why are you coughing? He said, yesterday whole day I was doing havan and too much of smoke I'm coughing. So in the Upanishad also says, even if you are doing havan, at least have good ventilation. At least don't inhale the smoke, whether you get punya or not, but at least have good ventilation. The plava hiyate adrida yajna rupa. The whole day they're in a ritualistic process, maybe a temple run. Every occasion they go to a temple. Ritualistic. But there is no interest in them for knowledge. And it talks about, if you are doing your sadhana, for example, you are doing your sadhana, somebody, some keen student comes to you, and even if you are doing your daily puja, somebody comes, keen student, with a question, please teach me. It says, you give up your daily sadhana and give that knowledge. That is more important. Giving the knowledge is more important. Giving the knowledge part. Knowledge, you wind up your ritual and attend to the knowledge. We take Bhagavad Gita class in the temple. Temple hardly, that not many come for the knowledge part. They want to just come and put attendance to in the temple. Hey, I have attended, and they disappear. This attendance, just showing the face and disappear, Mundaka Upanishad, it is very critical. Plava hiyate adrida yajna rupa. And it talks about ande naiva niyamana yathanda. They get on to the weak boat full of holes. Not only they sink others also who are tagging along with them. And so in the third chapter he talks about ultimate reality. Beyond, you aspire for the Supreme Lord, he is beyond cause and effect. Cause and effect, he is the source of everything. Satyameva jayate na anritam. Truth alone triumphs. For that one you need lot of inner conviction. And how to do that one, it talks about, without the aid of a guru, you cannot get the highest. Tadvijnartham sa guru meva bhigachet samit panihi shrotriyam brahmanishta. I want to know. For that one, humility should be there. With humility, approach the teacher. Approach the teacher, and it's a teacher may avoid you, but still, with the keenness, I want to know the highest. Approach the teacher with humility, and move away from the your guru, teacher. That divine supreme Lord, so compassionate, when we are so keen, so thirsty, you will come across, he will send somebody in your life to uplift the game of your life. In the Mundaka talks about need of, for a guru to realize the highest. And the fourth, in the next chapter, he talks about the freedom, moksha, how to realize that one. Mundaka Upanishad teaches the liberation. Liberation you cannot achieve through your ritualistic or just temple visits, or through your wealth or scholarly learning, or only through your practice. And your rituals and scriptures, they have value only for purifying, but ultimate wisdom only through the knowledge. And self-inquiry and a guru is a must for your sadhana. This is the, in nutshell, this Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, talked about. Mundaka Upanishad, it is like a mantra. Every shloka is like a mantra. Many ashrams, they teach their students to memorize this one. The whole Upanishad, it talks about tapasa chiyate brahma tato anna bhijayate annat prano mana satyam loka karmasu chamritam. Tapasa, the what is required if you want to have abundance in your life, lasting thing which goes with you life after life, do the sadhana, tapasa. When one who is seeking the Supreme Lord never will go through penury, that person will have abundance in life. And same thing in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about annad bhavanti bhutani parjanya tanna sambhava yajnad bhavati parjanyo yajna karma samudbhavaham. He talks about when that one who is doing the tapas, around that person there is always abundance, good rainfall, good protection around that person. And because whatever abundance comes only through the sacrifice, tapas. Through tapas, one gets abundance in their in life. And he talks about Surya Namaskar. We talked about in the rituals also you do. What rituals, why you are doing the rituals? You are pouring the ghee into the fire. When you closely observe, the seven types of colors comes out from the fire. The Agni, from the Agni. That seven colors from the sun. Sun has, sun's light has seven colors. Vigbroyer, the havan you are doing, you are bringing these seven colors from Agni. You are making it to unite with the seven colors of sun. So, your energy you are taking from, we started off our the Shanti Mantra, Prithivi Shanti, Dhyo Shanti. This energy from earth to cosmic level, you are elevating that one. And he talks about in the third chapter, Avidyayam Antare Vartamanam Swayam Dhiraha Panditam Manyamanaha Janganyamana Pariyanti Mudam Ande Naiva Niyamana Yatandaha. You need a right teacher in your life. We seek friendship, one who meets our temperament. Our general friend circle, one ignorant person is leading another ignorant. both are thinking they are highly educated. Swayam dhiraha, nobody can be equal to us. They are patting their own back. They janganyamana, ignorant people, they aimlessly move around in the world, and both they are dragging each other into the well. One person, he was saying that he is interested in yoga, but his wife, she is not at all interested in the practice, in sadhana, in spiritual life, not at all interested. So he decided to please my wife, I won't come to the yoga class, I will abandon yoga. That resonates with this the shloka, the ignorant, I know this is better, but I am happy to commit suicide, go down along with my wife. The partner, husband, wife means, if one knows, they should be able to pull that person up, rather than, I want to keep my wife happy, I will give up, and my wife wants me to go to movie, sit in front of television, that's all. So it is a suicide in the Upanishad, it attacks directly. Andenaiva niyamana yathandaha. In Bible also it comes, one blind leading the another, and both will fall into the pit. That Bible statement has come from this Upanishad. Andenaiva niyamana yathandaha. So it's in the house, it's husband or wife. If one is more mature, they should be able to pull the other person up, rather than going down, and in the end of the life, in the last minute, filled with regret, I squandered this life. And it talks about ishta purta manyamana varishtam nanya shreyo vedayanti pramudaha. Nakasya prishte te sukrite anubhute evam lokam heenataram vavishanti. Some another type of people, they are only busy in community service. Community service I am cooking for homeless people. I am cooking for homeless people or building building a charity home, giving donation. That is another type of people. Ishta purta they do this community service. Why? Only for recognition. They nanya shreyo vedayanti pramudaha. They think, what is there higher than this one? There is, I am doing so much of community service, I will go to heaven and enjoy. I will do the yajna, havan I do, why I go to heaven and I enjoy. I see nothing beyond the heaven. Nakasya prishte te sukrute anubhutya evam. They see this, you come back, you work, go to heaven, come back, do some community work, that work, go to heaven and come back. They're going and coming, going, and they're caught up in this cycle of coming and going. Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita also talks about, he is very critical. Te tam bhuktva svarga lokam vishalam kshine punye martya lokam vishanti evam tri dharma anuprapanna gata gatam kama kama labante. The direct reference for this shloka in Bhagavad Gita, they kshine punya, they go to heaven, enjoy, come back, do something, do the same, going and coming, going anuprapanna, they do the same thing, they see the nothing beyond that one. And Upanishad says, after many lives, one getting tired of, caught up in coming and going, Surya Dwarenate Viraja Prayanti Yatra Amritasa Purusho Hya Avyayatma Shanta Vidvamso Bhakshva Bhakshya Charanti Tapashradde Ye Shupa Satya Varenya. They start looking, what is beyond? I am only coming and going. How can I do something beyond? I mean, helplessly I am caught up in coming and going. How can I discover the freedom? How can I get the freedom? Freedom, I am freed forever. The dhiraha in the Shri Krishna talks about antavattu palam tesham tad bhavatya alpamedasam. Devan devayajo yanti madbhakta yanti mamapi. Shri Krishna elaborates this one. Antavattu, only seeking the limited punya, they worship that god, this god, that ritual, this ritual, keep on coming and going. But one who seeks the freedom, madbhakta yanti mamapi, they seek me alone, the highest. And in Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad talks about, you should think beyond the ordinary coming and going. Pariksha lokan karma chitan brahmano nirvedayamanam akrita kritena tad vijnartham guru mevabhi gachet samit panihi shrotriyam brahmanishta. Brahmanishtam, after seeing what people are doing, coming and going, so many rituals, karma chitan, so much of karma. Somebody is doing the Durga Saptashati. So tough. Even if you do small mistake, the repercussions are heavy. We want to tread, choose only the difficult path filled with full of pitfalls. We don't want to take any easy path. People go into sorcery, go to a black magic, they go to a burial ground, they go on a new moon, no moon night, burial ground, or some difficult sadhana, devi upasana, those things. It's very challenging. But we think harder the sadhana, it is more beneficial. We go the so laborious. In Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita also talks about he is very easy, his path is very easy, not difficult, even small mistakes, it's okay. But if you choose to do other way, other divine beings, other devatas, even small mistake, it will be repercussions are heavy. And one, after knowing that one, what is the way? What is the way? I have seen everyone, what people are doing. I have seen, after seeing that one, who can guide me? Who can guide me? And tad vijnartham, I have tried everything in my life. Life is ebbing away. I tried everything. Pariksha lokan. And tad vijnartham, I am seeking a guru. And in front of the guru, I am not here to show off my wealth, my possession. Samit panihi, open-handed. Open-handed, like holding a bhiksha patra. Please give me. please give me with a bhiksha patra. That person approaches, sheds off all ego. I have gone, I have nothing. Only my guru can show me the path. I tried my best using my intellect, my wealth power, intellectual power, my political connection. Nothing is working. Only guru can help. Samit Panihi, one who is well learned and practicing. And that guru, well learned and who is very devoted to the God, Brahmanishta. It is devoted, practicing, well learned. Go and fall flat at his feet. In the Upanishad, it talks about Bhagavad Gita says the same. Tadviddi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshinaha. When student comes that way, teacher will be saying, at last you have come. At last you have come. You roamed everywhere. You roamed everywhere helplessly. You roamed everywhere. You are exhausted. You have come here for direction and for the sincere seeker. Guru appears and shows the path. And the student duly approaches, the student's mind completely serene and whose senses are controlled, the wise teacher rightly imparts the knowledge of the path beyond coming and going. Surya Marga, that is called a Surya Marga. The path of light, the teacher shows that the path to the Supreme Lord, path of no return. The teacher reveals that one to the student. This is in the Mundaka Upanishad, we concluded the chapter 2. Other chapters, we will get on to that one, how to do the sadhana. Next week we'll touch upon, and also if you have any questions, you can write it down and we can discuss on that one. And again, the Shanti Mantra. Om Dyo Shanti.
Om Dyo Shanti.
Antarikshyam Shanti.
Antarikshyam Shanti.
Prithivi Shanti.
Prithivi Shanti.
Apash Shanti.
Apash Shanti.
Oshadaya Shanti.
Oshadaya Shanti.
Vanaspataya Shanti.
Vanaspataya Shanti.
Vishve Deva Shanti.
Vishve Deva Shanti.
Brahma Shanti.
Brahma Shanti.
Sarvam Shanti.
Sarvam Shanti.
Shantireva Shanti.
Shantireva
Sama Shanti Redi.
Sama Shanti Redi.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.